is 7 after the hour. All right, so, excuse me. I'm just finishing swallowing down the veggies of the moment with all of the focus. Now that we have good vegetables that are fresh in most areas of the country, you're enjoying the carrots, I hope, and the broccoli and the spinach and the lettuce and the beets and all the other great things that are around now until frost time. I can't believe I'm even talking about that. I've been chewing on some carrots and some raw broccoli. It's very good stuff. It's how I've grown to be strong in 12 different ways, Kenny.
Congratulations.
Yes. All those greeny, weeny things that we have that are around. So we're here to discuss the issues of the day, as usual, for Friday the 5th of July. Ken Kessler and I are here. Roberta's husband got violently sick during the night. She had to rush him to the hospital. Don't even know. There's more drama in that family. My God, there really is. It's a small family, but everybody's always into something. So that's what makes Roberta such a great storyteller, in fact, the reality of what's going on in her life. So there's that. She's not here. Jennifer had some big party last night for the 4th of July. Jennifer is, as you can probably tell by listening to her, and I don't mind, I'd say this if she were here, she's one of the people that I love the most in life because she is one of the most genuinely lovable people. The people who gravitate excuse me, to her on the air here, the people who gravitate to her in the workplace. She and her father run CRN Digital Talk Radio, which is a service provided to cable systems all around the country. And very creative, clever. Her father's a clever guy, and I've been friends for years and years and years. And so anyway, she's so genuine, and people all want to be around her because of her pleasant attitude, her pleasantness in general. So it's very, it's kind of nice when, in this circumstance, she says yes to everybody. Yeah, I'll go with you to do this, that, and the other thing. And so she goes to things like she did last night. I don't even know where she went. She just told me she was going. She knew she wouldn't be back. And so God love her. At any rate, Kenny is stalwart, and he's here. Richie
here.
Has had a tough time this week with his second installment of the chemotherapy to get rid of the lymphoma that he has in his chest. He said to me, I don't remember which day, I think it was Tuesday I talked to him, after he had the treatment, that he can still feel the essence of what's going on. And this is going to take, this is what is very interesting, compelling about the story. And I think almost we might want to, he's probably still asleep though, Michael, so we won't wake him up. He's got this mass in his chest, and it is pushed on his throat, in essence, his esophagus, and that in turn is pushed against his jugular vein, which is the main way the blood gets back to your heart as it travels up into your brain. So all of this pressure, he says he can still feel it. And will still feel it until that mass in his chest is gone. So imagine that and put yourself in that position. Some of you may have been in that position. You have to, unless you are thankful for your health, you don't miss it until you don't have it. So thinking about it every day, and you can chuckle about me and my carrots and the broccoli and whatever other things. Listen, I'm just like you are. I like things that taste good. Does carrot sticks, yeah, if they're really fresh, they taste pretty good. Broccoli by itself, awful. It's just terrible. You put it in a dip, and people say, well, then you ruin the whole impact because of all those calories. You know what? I don't give a damn. I don't like broccoli by itself. If you cook it and put a little butter or olive oil on it, it's good. That's fine. But eating it raw is very good for you. But eating it raw without something to make it taste good? Yuck!
That's
terrible.
Funny,
like eating, it is. It's like eating okra. Or Brussels sprouts. People say, oh, Brussels sprouts are yummy. Are you kidding? Brussels sprouts suck. They're terrible. But yet they're good for you.
I can't even get past that smell of Brussels sprouts.
They're awful. But yet I eat them, but I'll fix them in some way, whatever. The fruits, though, at this time of year, man, did I have fun yesterday. I had to go to the western part of the state yesterday, and I came back, and I did a circuit I've cut hay in the morning, and I'm going to go back to doing that today because we've got 3 or 4 days of good weather here on the farm, thank heavens. But I did had to travel out to the western part of the state for 4 or 5 hours, and I came back via the secondary roads, which I always like to take. And this time of year, there's no traffic. There was no traffic yesterday. Anyway, the store traffic at the farm was dead because everybody's gone. So there wasn't a lot of traffic. I stopped at this farm store, and I loaded up on local fruits and vegetables. The first local corn was just picked day before yesterday, so that's cool. And then I got strawberries and blueberries and raspberries and all of the things that just are so yummy at this time of year. And I've always been fortunate in that I'll make sure that I have a lot of fruit around to have while I'm on the air doing the program. Lots of fruit and yogurt and that sort of thing. But the veggies are coming in, so I thought, okay, I'll mix that with the other things that are around today. And so, you know, you think I'm talking about this stuff to make you all think I'm some kind of superhero. I don't like the taste of a lot of this stuff. The veggies, anyway. The fruit's different, but the veggies, ugh. So, don't think I'm trying to sell you some bill of goods. But I know it's good for me, and I know it's good for you. So that's the thing that I will underscore. All right, we got a 2020 news quiz question. Actually, I think a history quiz question coming up in a few moments. And I promised the George Zimmerman trial would get some time here. We'll do that in a matter of moments. Right now, let me remind you about the awesome, awesome power of Provia. Awesome is the word for it. The reviews from people who have used Provia, which is that it's a non-chemical sort of combination of natural ingredients that are used by people that put it on their hair. To clean up, or they don't put it on their hair, they put it on their head to clean out the pores. And because of a lot of the things you put on your head that were the wrong concoctions, maybe they cleaned your hair, but they plugged up the pores in your scalp so the hair stopped growing and you got bald. So what good did it do for you to make your hair look so good when in fact it all went away? Provia fixes that problem with their natural hair thinning therapy that women love. Mary Ann wrote, I've always had thin hair. It got worse as I got older. I tried, after listening to you, this Provia, and now, after 3 or 4 months, I look in the mirror, and I can't see my scalp anymore. The hair is beginning to grow back in. I wanted you to know how well I feel after all the years of thinning hair. I saw somebody in the store yesterday. Oh, I was in a tractor supply store picking up stuff after I stopped and got all the fruits and veggies. I had to stop and get some things for our implements on the farm. And there was a woman who came in who had this big bald spot, right? And every time I see something like that, all I can think of is wanting to go over and tell her to try Provia. And I'm sure if I did that, she'd probably slap me. At any rate, those of you who are thankful that I have the information, you can do with it what you will. If I were you and I had thinning hair, I'd get right on the horn and I'd dial up 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. The results are guaranteed. So if you got thinning hair and you wanted to come back again, Provia is the ticket. 800-525-8319. Right now you get a free month supply of Provia when you mention Doug Steffen. You get a free upgrade to Rush Shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. And you get a free luxury surprise gift when you mention Doug Steffen with your order of Provia. Important thing is, it'll make your hair grow back again. 800-525-8319.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
The center of conversation. The center of the universe on the radio is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What would happen if I didn't think that? It may or may not be true, but if I didn't think that, who would give me any credibility, right? Here we are, trying to inform you as to what's going on in the world, having a little fun, news nuggets here and there. The Pope has decided to canonize Pope John the 23rd. And then there's some news about Pope John Paul II. What does it involve, Kenny? You're a Catholic. Canonizing a pope, and what is this is the canonization of John the 23rd. He didn't have a. Does he get? Do you have to have a miracle attached to you? Is that it, or what?
I'm not really sure how the. I think you do for sainthood. I'm not sure how the canonization works.
So let's see here. Pope Francis wants to do is make Pope John Paul II a saint, all right? That's different than canonizing the Pope, right? It's a whole
right.
different. It's not like canonization is more important than being a saint? Can I assume that?
I would think that the sainthood is more important.
Yeah, I'd like to be a saint. I don't want to be canonized. Saint Dudley is my given name, right? How would that be? You guys think I'm a saint anyway, don't you, Michael? Kenny?
Right, yes, of course.
Yes, thank you. All right, 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready? The birth of one gentleman named Phineas T. Barnum, born in the state 1810 in Bethel, Connecticut. Responsible for developing Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, where his most famous and favorite saying or expression was, you have the expression, you get the prize. 888-302-3684. What did P.T. Barnum say that he was most famous for? His favorite saying, sort of an expression, and if I give you any more, it makes it too easy. 888-302-DOUG for a swell prize. Let's get some people, a lot of different people listening this week to the program, and that's cool. What expression is Barnum most known for? His famous sort of favorite saying. 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Say my clap was okay.
That's very close.
That's it. The Steve Miller Band here with something of an Independence Day song. Crank it up, Michael. Living in the USA, I've always thought this was not your typical 4th of July song, but it's a good tune about living here, being here, but it's like the wind in America. Living in the U.S. I just have a passing thought about some of the things that happen during the 4th of July weekend. There are a lot of baseball games. There are a lot of sports, a lot of soccer, a lot of people having fun. There's an equestrian movement in this country that doesn't get as much coverage as it might. There are a lot of really good people and really good horses that are involved in contests all year long, various categories of people who have, those of you who grew up, there are a lot of people who had horses when they were younger, and they grew up around them, and they maybe weren't able to keep them as they got older, my dear darling Meredith, who is quite the accomplished horsewoman, is competing in an event in Devon, Pennsylvania, and it's attended by people from all over the world. And it's kind of a hot thing, so I wish her well today. And it's a hot day to be sitting with all... Can you imagine all of that stuff, the regalia that they put on people that get involved in these kind of... The hot... It's almost like a tuxedo. The jackets and the things. The horses are hot to begin with, riding and jumping and hooting and hauling around. So it's kind of a cool thing to think about how well they perform. And she does very well on the... on the circuit, but it's, I know she gets hot, and so do the other people. So you think cool thoughts and good thoughts, all the people who wish well of others or for others or to others with good thoughts, no matter what it is, if you hold a good thought for other people, it'll come back and benefit you. I'm a great believer in that. At any rate, 26 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. So shall we answer our 2020 history quiz question now? I asked this question because it's the birthday of P.T. Barnum, born this date 1910. We know that he was responsible for lots of things. He's a great showman. I remember his first pull the wool over their eyes trick. He had people believing that an elderly black woman was George Washington's childhood nurse. The public's very gullible, he said, and he proved that over and over again. Thus, this famous saying of his or expression. So I've asked you to, he's had a lot of expressions. Which one was his favorite or the one most oft used? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. How about we talk to James in Lynchburg, Virginia? Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, sir. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. Hope you're having a good weekend.
And the same to yours. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So what's the expression?
Is it, there's a sucker born every minute?
That wasn't too bad. You had a change of heart, right? Because you said you had another expression.
Yeah, I did. But then I thought about it, and I was like, maybe it's that one. The more you talked about it, I was like, well, maybe it's the other one.
Yeah. A fool and his money is one thing that was a favorite of his, but you're right. There's a sucker born every minute was the thing that he was most well known for, or having said that. And it turned out, at least in his world, to be true. So you have been successful, sir. You'll win a swell prize. Hold on just a second. We'll take care of you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Although it may occur at any time of the year, heat stroke is particularly prevalent as the weather turns warmer, like now. Heat stroke occurs when the environment becomes too hot and too humid for your pet's natural temperature control mechanisms to work. Here's some symptoms I want you to know, so in case you look at your dog or your cat, you can tell. Excessive panting, vomiting, diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips, gums, collapse, and coma. If you notice those signs, here's some things you need to do right away. Remove the pet from the hot environment to a shady, cool place. Lower your pet's body temperature with cool water. If at all possible, place him in front of a fan to speed up the cooling process, and gently massage his legs and his body. And if your pet is conscious, let him drink a little bit of water at a time. But the most important thing to remember, even if it looks like he's feeling better, even if it looks like he's up and at him again, get him to a veterinarian right away to make sure there's no lasting damage. But the most important thing to remember, if it's hot outside, keep your dog at home. That's the safest thing you can do. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Stephen, good day program, July the 5th. Ken Kessler and I are here with as much support as we can bring about, as we can muster, to make your 4th of July holiday kind of a 1, 2, 3. This is a great day, week, weekend, vacation, however we can frame things. We still have to tell you what's going on in the world. And that's fun most of the time. We were trying to figure out, for those of you who are just joining us, what it meant to be canonized or to become a saint. So Kenny, who's our resident Catholic, did his homework, find out what the current Pope, Pope Francis, wants to do with the John Paul II and John the 23rd, or whoever it is. So the process, doing one thing leads to another. They are both one and the same, Kenny?
Yeah, canonization is the act in which the Catholic Church declares a someone who is deceased to be a saint.
Right. So after I die, I could become a saint.
Well, there might be some steps involved.
Really?
It doesn't say this in this first sentence on Wikipedia about canonization, okay. But right. One of the things is that they really like you to be Catholic.
Ah, well, I guess I'm out then. Okay, that's the end of that. Up and down very quickly. All right, so that's that story. Now, the continuing focus on Mr. Zimmerman and his trial, there's kind of an interesting twist on this as we get to the end of the week. A professor's testimony via Skype in the Zimmerman trial was interrupted by a series of call notifications and alerts. Apparently the pranksters were on the prowl, and the judge had to order this witness and the prosecutor questioning him to hang up the phone. The State College professor who was giving his testimony about a class taken by Mr. Zimmerman, as we know, he's pled not guilty to killing Trayvon Martin. After the testimony started, the video call was bombarded with nonstop incoming call attempts. So how would they do this? The story is at DougStephan.com, but I'm kind of interested, Kenny, in how, because you're our sort of technology guy, what did they do? How did they toy with this to screw up or interrupt, if you will, the professor's testimony, which would have been probably not good for Zimmerman, or would it have been good for Zimmerman if this guy had been able to tell his whole story?
I'm not sure if it would have been good for him, but what happened was, and you can think about this like on Facebook, you know, when an instant message thing pops up from one of your friends?
Right.
it's the same kind of thing that these things were just popping up. They did what they didn't do is apparently neither side here understood how to use Skype, so they didn't put, you can put a thing, I think they just call it do not disturb, so you can have a private conversation, and they didn't do that, so anybody who wanted to could search for the whatever county in Florida this is, the prosecution or the defense, mm-hmm. or they could have looked for this professor at the university wherever he was, and they could, and they just start calling on Skype, and that makes all these things start popping up.
Okay. So that kind of KO'd that whole deal. The assistant state attorney was using Skype so that the jury could see and hear testimony from this professor who couldn't get to the courtroom, so they decided to use Skype. It's interesting how technology is being used even in the courtroom, bringing people up sort of almost to the 20th, if not the 21st century. Meanwhile, one of the radio programs that we monitor here on the program to kind of get the, not the news necessarily, but the story of what people are thinking about the actual event. This is a conversation between radio host Jordana Green and a forensic voice expert named Tom Owen about the analyzation of the 911 tape that led up to, you know, a lot of the speculation as to whether this was murder or whether this is an accident or who is really guilty. Here's that story.
You are somebody who analyzes voices. And right now, the what's going on in the case is a 911 tape is being analyzed, and there is a scream on the tape, a singular scream. George Zimmerman says it's his, and I'm assuming that Trayvon Martin's, you know, side says that it's Trayvon. Will they be able to identify whose scream it was?
Well, basically, it's 10 screams, and it's 10 words. And my opinion was, and has been for a long time, that it is not George Zimmerman. And that's based on doing an analysis of George Zimmerman. I don't know if you know, he did a reenactment the next day.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in that reenactment, he said, he duplicated what he said he screamed or he said on the night of the incident, help me, I need some help, somebody help me, so forth and so on. So I took those utterances, redone utterances, and using a pitch transposer, I pitched them up to the scream level, which is, in this instance, about between 700 and 1500 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
And then in doing so, basically, you're taking the FO or the main pitch of a person, in this case, let's assume it's Zimmerman. So we did his pitch, and then we looked at it on each of us of a scream. It's a little higher than the next. In other words, it starts out regular voice, mm-hmm. and then it goes to 3 semitones up, and then it goes to 4 semitones up, then it goes to 6 semitones up, which is in the area of the actual screams.
Okay,
and then you can compare spectrograms, and you can compare biometrically using a program called Easy Voice Biometrics, which looks at this and determines, even though it's in the screaming frequency,
mm-hmm.
whether or not that's the person. And so the other, all except the screams themselves, I know it's Zimmerman because it's a known. I'm using his known voice to elevate his pitch. Okay.
So wait. It's in your professional opinion that the scream on the tape, on the 911 tape, is George Zimmerman?
No. That's not my opinion.
Sorry. I want to get us clear because I'm confused. You believe the scream on the 911 tape is Trayvon Martin?
No, I don't believe it's. I can't make that assumption because I didn't have any audio to compare it with.
Okay.
And I, people have credited me with saying that for over a year.
Okay, so you haven't ruled on this.
Yes, I've actually went and testified and so forth, and I testified that the screams are not George Zimmerman based on my experiment, my scientific experiment that I just explained to you, where you elevate the pitch of the person you know, the known is what we call the known, and you compare it against the unknown.
And therefore, I mean, you know, Trayvon Martin is dead, so we had nothing to compare it to, so you couldn't rule one way or the other.
That's correct.
Man, am I confused after listening to that. Whose voice is it then? If it's not Trayvon Martin and it's not George Zimmerman, who is it?
Well, he said he couldn't. he can't say that it's Trayvon Martin's because he can't get a
sample.
Well,
who else by a process of elimination's voice is it going to be? It's not mine.
Right.
It's not yours.
Right. It's obviously he thinks it's Trayvon's, but he can't say that because he can't prove that it is. He can just say with his expertise that it's not George Zimmerman's.
Isn't it interesting, to the point of being compelling, how technology has changed? We say this all the time, it almost gets to be trite, but it is true how technology has really turned the world, every part of the world, upside down. We just talked about Skype, and you can't use that at this. And then this guy got this voice analysis program on his computer. And, you know, we're talking about all kinds of things here that are would not have ever been thought of even maybe 10, 15 years ago. It's really quite astounding. And now, one of the other stories that's important today to a lot of people is what's going on in Egypt, and the fact that Twitter has become such a big part of this story, Kenny, enabling an automatic translation feature. This is something, and because you're the Twitter expert, I'll call on you as you follow things. There are people who obviously want to know what's going on in Egypt who only speak English. So apparently there's a translation feature in Twitter, on Twitter, that allows those of us who speak English only to read the tweets of the Egyptians who are using Arabic to Twitter. I mean, they're not using English to tweet back and forth with each other, but there's a translation that comes automatically. How the heck does that work?
I don't know how it works. It appears as something you can just click.
Yeah.
On the particular tweets and it'll translate it. I don't know how it works. I know there are a lot of these kind of things. I have no idea.
It's pretty astounding,
isn't
it?
It's magic.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of these kind of things that are online, different places where you can cut and paste a section of text in one language and have it translated for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. By the way, speaking of Twitter and Facebook, what are we pursuing? What is going on with either the things that are sort of quote-unquote locally of interest to our listeners and in general things like what people are tracking as to the comings and goings of the sort of new government in Egypt?
I haven't seen a whole lot. I've one comment on Egypt. William says, whatever happens in Egypt, this is not the right precedent. Democracies replace poor leaders through elections, not coups.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not about to get an election with Morsi being in charge, so how else do you get him to call another election other than stir everything up? And be my response to that. What's your response? 888-302-3684, twitter.com at Good Day Show. Here's something that is not disputable in terms of technology. Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a well-known dentist, has a lab. And in this lab, he's been doing work for years on trying to perfect a teeth whitening system that would not harm your teeth. No sand in the toothpaste, right? No trays you stick in your mouth. Horrible. Leave a horrible aftertaste. You got to leave in your mouth for an hour. Or some of the other things that have been concocted over the past dozen or so years to get your teeth whiter. If you have yellow stained teeth, yep, the desire you have is to clean them up, right? And going to the dentist for a cleaning won't really even do this because you got a sort of a repetitive nature to this. So, what's better? Dr. Ginniger has created power swabs. Power swabs will whiten your teeth. Two shaves in 5 minutes. Use the two tubes, put them on your teeth, look at them get much whiter and brighter in a very quick time frame. And better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs works to remove the stains on caps, crowns, veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, do what so many other people are doing right now who haven't heard about it but want to take action, call 800-865-7602. I'm sure, I'm going to guarantee, in fact, that your friends, family, people you're accustomed to being with, they've seen your teeth. When they see your teeth, they're going to say, hey, pal, what are you doing to your teeth? How come they look so much better? 800-865-7602. Pearly whites. Neat. It's wonderful to have nice white teeth. Really, it's cool. 800-865-7602. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply, see store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas dryer, price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Doug's Good Day at 13 before the hour with Ken Kessler. We also are joined by Eric, who's a follower of our conversation regarding Mr. Zimmerman. So what say you, Eric, about what the experts say? You have a different take on what we were just talking about?
Yes, sir, exactly. I've followed this case with great interest.
Why? Why are you interested in this case?
I teach defensive firearms.
Really?
Yes, and there's a lot of information available about this case that just doesn't get covered in the news because it's boring.
What's an example of that?
well, an example of that is the timeline. You know, both Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman were on the phone during key parts of this thing. George Zimmerman was on the phone during the beginning, and Trayvon Martin's phone call did not end until right before the end.
Right.
So if you look at that timeline, Trayvon Martin had more than enough time to reach his home where he was staying at the time. There's a gap there where...
Why is there, in your opinion, why is there a gap?
Because he didn't go home. He apparently waited or doubled back.
So you think, in the interest of time here, Eric, can I read from you that you think that Zimmerman is not guilty of this?
Yes, and there's been many voice experts that disagree with this gentleman that was you just had on.
But
the
Zimmerman seat. Said it was his voice a couple of days after the trial, didn't he?
Yeah,
he said it wasn't.
And,
I'm sorry, he said it wasn't his voice.
What they're not taking into account the biological component when someone is under stress.
Yeah.
If you digitally take a voice sample and raise the pitch, it's completely different than when someone is under stress,
so,
the muscles are constricted,
Zimmerman,
someone's sitting on their chest.
Zimmerman said it was not his voice. You think it is his voice?
Zimmerman has always said it was him yelling for help.
I thought that he said a couple of days after the incident that it wasn't his voice. I thought they got that out of it. Well, anyway. Wait, go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, I was going to say, that's what I had heard that a day or two after the shooting. He had said, that's not me.
Eric, interest of time, we got to go, but thank you for the call. 51 after, and good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you would like to get away, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with some exciting news about the fare wars that are going on at the moment. If you're planning a trip for the fall and you know what the dates are, you may want to listen up here in just a moment as Tom tells you how to save some pretty interesting, serious cash. You know, that's next up on Good Day.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
All right, 5 before the hour. Tom Parsons is here, as he usually is. You can check him out any number of ways. Bestfares.com. You can go to DougSteffen.com, the contributors box. Click on his picture and that awful Tommy Bahama shirt that he's got. And it'll give you the Doug Steffen deals of the week just for Doug Steffen listeners. So during the course of the week, you get all excited and giddy because the airlines decided they were going to put the fall on sale. And I was just trying to compare because I already had booked a trip to L.A. in October. And I figured, you know, this far, the prices would be better than if you wait even 2 to 3 weeks before you're going to go. So how does stuff like that get impacted by these fare sales, and how do they come about in the first place?
Well, you got to remember September, October, especially September, is one of the slowest travel periods for the airlines. Everybody's getting off family. The biggest reason we're paying so much in July is family travel.
Yeah.
You know, you got all those people, you know, the business travelers aren't in the sky, but there's just a high demand. As we go into late August, we start seeing people ready to go back to school. They're not interested in traveling anymore. College students are getting ready to move in their dorms. And then all of a sudden comes September, the only people left out there are business travelers who have to get back in the sky. And that's not what the airlines actually do need, the leisure travelers, to put that icing on the cake. So the only way they're going to get us on the air for, on the planes in September and October is by reducing the airfares. I mean, we're seeing it worldwide almost. Asia's dropping. I mean, I live in Dallas, and Beijing drops from $2,000 more plus in July to $789 the first week of September. That's $1,400 off. Almost everywhere in Europe drops $300 to $500. Mexico, even some of what we call these snooze you lose fares. I know you're up in Boston, but we had one from or Vancouver, Canada. That was another good one. Boston to Vancouver, $300 and some, and that was selling for $600 last week. But you can buy that ticket till May of 2014, and even Austin and San Antonio.
Who the hell knows what they're going to be doing in May of next year? Good Lord.
I'm saying if they want to go, here's well, there's a lot of spring breaks. Yeah. In the month of March, and if you've been looking to get there, you know, think about it. If you want to pay $639, then wait till next January and book your spring break. Or if you know you want to go somewhere interesting, Vancouver's a great, great city, great Chinatown, everything. And you can lock it in today for $369.
Wow.
And you live in Boston, or you live in San Antonio, or Austin, or these other cities we have it on sale. You know, I would say book it now. Don't you remember when you used to fly to Europe, you used to always buy tickets 9 months in advance?
Well, if I knew what my, if I knew what my, my schedule was going to be, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying when I first, back in 1980 or something, it was amazing. Would everybody wait till the, you know, 9 months out or more and try to book those early bookings and get those airfares to Europe and actually buy them 9 months in advance just because they knew they were a little bit cheaper then. So today, though, we wait 30, 60 days or less to buy an airplane ticket, and it's not so much, but the airfares have just gone up sky high since 1980. London, I remember you used to go in Boston, London, I'm sure you did too, for $198.
Yeah.
Today, the fuel surcharge alone is $458.
Crazy.
For buying an airplane ticket.
Crazy.
Or a landing fee.
I don't want to buy the plane. Just give me a seat in it, please. All right, Tom's got his ideas, and you can share in the savings by going to DougStephan.com, connecting to his Best Fares website. Tom Parsons here with good advice on travel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.